It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and we haven't caught up with our Group 4 correspondent, Jeff Newling, for a while, so I thought I'd find out what's happening in the off-season in the north. Jeff, how you doing, mate?
I'm excellent. Thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Now, the last piece of news that I picked up, which kindly came from yourself, was the fact that North Tamworth Bears are on the lookout for a new coach.
They are. They have advertised. They were sourcing one or two player coaches, but they're unavailable. So they've decided to advertise, and it's a pretty good opportunity for someone, either a non-playing coach or a playing coach. I don't think they're too particular about either one, just hoping to get someone who fits into the club as outgoing coach Brad McManus told me.
Jeff, the North Tamworth Bears have had a history of huge success in Group 4, so is the expectation a little higher for their coach than maybe the other clubs?
Yes and no. I really think it's, as Brad did say, that they're looking for someone who will become part of the Bears culture. They're someone who will make everyone feel at home and make the players feel at home and, you know, continue the hard work that they've done over the last 20 years. I remember in the old days, the Bears getting beaten, 100-0. But that's a long way in the past now. And, obviously they've won the last six major premierships and were running second or third before COVID killed his competition.
Times have passed, as you mentioned, because, once upon a time, a well-funded country rugby league club like North Tamworth might have been able to make a play for somebody, formerly of the NRL, but you just don't see that as much anymore, do you?
No, and maybe it's something the NRL and New South Wales Rugby League can look at as to providing, not incentives, but support, financial support for country clubs to buy a just retired NRL first grader, second grader.
I thoroughly agree with you. Now, the other piece of news that you had was that Werris Creek have got themselves a new president as well.
The one and only Darby Sherlock has retired, sort of, after 27 years as president.
Wow.
He's played against Darby back in the early 80s. He arrived at Werris Creek from over on the coast as a painter, and he was a tough, tough hooker. I remember distinctly a couple of tough days at David Taylor Park in Werris Creek, getting knocked over by him and Foot Southam and a few others, thinking I was going to score a try and being sadly mistaken. But Darby's been an ornament, an amazing official for Werris Creek. They're such a great little club, good town, strong community values, everything. They've been through some tough times. They went back to the second division a few years ago, and then in 2018, when Group 4 asked them to return with the likes of Gatingle and Boggabri, they put their hands up, and they've been making a real good go of it. And, they've got a good young coach in Cody Tickle. The next year, he co-coached with Thomas Brown this year and did a really good job. He's a great young bloke, and he still doesn't know how good a footballer he could be. I think he could be one of the best ball-playing, running back rowers the group's seen for a long, long while.
Oh, that's good to hear things are moving along for Werris Creek. Is there any other off-season news worth mentioning for Group 4?
Katingle has re-signed their coach, Jeff Sharp. And he's got a new sidekick in Mark Shepherd. They both played together at the old West Lions way back. Narrabri still haven't made a decision on their coaching staff. I'm sure if Jake Rumsey puts his hand up to do it again, he would get the job. But
they had a fantastic season. I mean, unfortunately, as we know, COVID-19 brought it to an end. But Narrabri were on top of the table and looking like a serious threat last season.
They were. They had a very good side. Not a big side, but very mobile. And all that was shown by the fact that they had three players named in the Group 4 team of the season. Jake was one, and the young back rower, Sam Sadler, and centre, Dennis Gordon. And they could have easily had a couple more in that side, which was a great innovation by Group 4. They went to the eight first-grade coaches and asked them to pick their best players in positions, but with the one proviso that they couldn't pick a player from their own club.
That is a very good innovation. Maybe we could institute the same thing for Group 21 and then have an all-star playoff.
Oh, well, there's so many different things that can happen out of that. And out of that team of the season too, then became the Group 4 sort of nominees for the Greater Northern Tigers side. It served two purposes. And, you get these dopes, for want of a better word, that go onto Facebook and criticise and slam and say, oh, such and such should have been in the side and such should have been in the side and how come they picked him or whatever. But the simple fact was it was a team nominated, decided on by the eight coaches who don't have any access to grind, they don't have any bias or they just picked the best players from the other side that they thought were the best players. In a few instances, there were a number that, there was neck and neck. So it was, just a better way to finish what was a bad end with the COVID, forcing us to abandon the competition, two rounds out from the semis.
Yeah, very much so. Well, obviously, we're looking forward to season 2022, but we'll keep in touch with Jeff Newling to find out exactly what has been happening in the off-season as we work our way towards next year.
Thanks, Andrew. Well, if I could just mention one thing.
Sure.
Group 4 has an AGM coming up. It's on Sunday, November 28th.
Yep.
That will be a big day. A few things are going to be decided there as well. And also this Saturday I'll be out at Narrabri with Group 4 Chairman Terry Tarakis and two board members, Pat Crowe and Hollywood, Craig Power, for their presentation day sort of afternoon. And I'm sure that'll be a great day with Pete Doring and Jake Rumsby and the rest of the Blues. And we're staying at the famous Mamoy Hotel. Vince, it's a wonderful joint. And the last time I was there, it became a bit of a seafood extraordinaire afternoon that my wife remembers well.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing how that all turns out. Jeff Newling, thank you very much, mate.
Thanks, mate.